Hi, welcome to this open podcast on the Supertech Twin Towers demolition and its aftermath. I'm Moinak Mitra, senior editor at Open, and I'm going to walk you through the nitty-gritty of the operation and beyond. It's the 28th of August, and it's done and dusted, literally. Two infamous towers, pejoratively dubbed as the Twin Towers at 97 and 103 meters, came crashing down at Sector 93A in Noida a while ago, at 2:30 p.m. to be precise, following a Supreme Court order on 31st August last year. The Supreme Court ruled that the approvals granted to Supertech, the builder, for the construction of the towers were a result of, quote, collusion and nefarious complicity, unquote, between the builder and officials of the new Okhla Industrial Development Authority, and needed to be raised to the ground. According to the order of the two-judge Supreme Court bench, Supertech would scout for a demolition expert and would pay the entire amount for the demolition of the Xi'an and Apex towers, including the fees of the experts deployed to bring the buildings down. The order also stated that Supertech would refund with interest the entire amount paid by the home buyers for the project. The builder was also ordered to pay up 2 crore rupees to the Emerald Court Residents Association. Emerald Court is Builder Supertech's project within which the towers were located. For the D-Day, the Mumbai-based Edifice Engineering was selected for the job. The company then partnered with South Africa's Jet Demolition for the project. They are the ones to bring down the 2 illegal structures in a heap with 3,700 kilos of explosives filled in over 9,000 cavities in a process known as charging. The implosion was such that the building collapsed inwards so as to reduce damage. Unlike an explosion, which is an expansive act, implosion is more controlled and is dependent on gravity so that the building collapses in a predetermined pattern. For this, the demolition experts removed the supporting structure of the towers at a particular point so that the buildings collapsed upon themselves. Implosion is a proven method to bring down structures in urban replanning. Earlier, the wrecking ball was deployed for such demolitions, but the amount of dust and debris that accumulated in the neighborhood was far more than one can imagine. It was also costlier. While smaller projects may still be brought down by the wrecking ball, implosion is faster, easier, and hassle-free. Implosion as a technique was first deployed way back in 1773 to demolish the Holy Trinity Cathedral in Waterford, Ireland, with 68 kilos of explosives. In India, it was used for the first time in 2020 to bring down 4 luxury waterfront apartments facing the Vembanad Lake in Kochi's Maradu for violating the norms of the coastal regulation zone. In the Maradu implosions, Edifice Engineering again partnered with Jet Demolition to bring down the structures. Now that the buildings have been raised to the ground, they have given rise to 35,000 cubic meters of debris that would take at least 3 months to clear. And though the neighborhood is completely evacuated, the smoke overhang will remain for a few hours, if not days, claim experts. Doctors view the dust and gases generated after the implosion as poisonous. Some, like Dr. Manish Sahu, who had a chamber in the adjoining Sector 92 and still has patients from the area of the demolition, tells Open that the after effects could linger on for at least 3 to 5 days. The pulmonologist now operates out of Sector 61 and has been telling his old patients to keep off until the dust settles. But Utkarsh Mehta, the CEO of Edifice Engineering, has claimed that the dust will dissipate in all of 10 minutes, depending, of course, on which way the wind blows. For its part, Noida Authority has provided mechanical sweeping machines, water tankers, and sanitation staff to tackle the dust, though environmentalists have raised concerns of a more scientific way to control the dust menace than merely by spraying water. Another major concern relates to the vibrations and shock waves the implosion may cause. Utkarsh Mehta believes the travel time of vibrations to be 20 to 34 millimeters per second, based on studies conducted by the company. And this being a waterfall implosion, the last point of the building hit the ground 6 to 7 seconds after the first point. That is why, he says, there wasn't a sudden impact on the ground and the vibration transferred gradually. However, there remains a possibility of cracks in adjoining structures to the once tallest buildings in India to be demolished. Again, sorting those out could prove to be a tall order. Thank you.